1 Samuel chapter 12. And Samuel said to the whole of Israel, Look, I have given heed to your voice, everything you have said to me, and I have appointed a king over you. So now, look, the king walks before you, but I have grown old and become grey-haired. But here are my sons with you, and I have walked before you from my youth up to this day. Here I am, testify against me in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose donkey have I taken? Or whom have I oppressed? Whom have I maltreated? Or from whose hand have I received a bribe to turn a blind eye with it? And I will restore it to you. And they said, You have not oppressed us, and you have not maltreated us, and you have not taken anything from anyone's hand. And he said to them, The Lord is a witness to you, and his anointed is a witness on this day that you have not found anything in my hand. And each said, He is a witness. Then Samuel said to the people, It is the Lord who made Moses and Aaron, and who brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. And now stand there, and let me join issue with you before the Lord about all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did with you and with your fathers, when Jacob went to Egypt, and your fathers cried out to the Lord, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, and they brought your fathers out of Egypt and settled them in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, so he sold them into the hand of Sisera, the commander of the army of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. Then they cried out to the Lord, and each said, We have sinned, for we have left the Lord, and served the images of Baal, and images of Astarte, but save us now from the hand of our enemies, and we will serve you. And the Lord sent Jerubbaal, and Bedan, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and he delivered you from your enemies round about, and you lived in security. And when you saw that Nahash king of the sons of Ammon had come against you, you said to me, No, for a king will reign over us, although the Lord your God is your king. And now here is the king whom you chose, whom you asked for, and you see that the Lord has assigned a king over you. If you fear the Lord, and serve him, and heed his voice, and do not resist the Lord's instructions, then both you and the king who reigns over you will be in the wake of the Lord your God. But if you don't heed the voice of the Lord, and you rebel against the instructions of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you and against your fathers. Now too, stand and see this great proceeding which the Lord is about to do before your eyes. Is it not the wheat harvest today? I will call out to the Lord, and he will produce rolls of thunder and rain. So be aware, and see that your wickedness, which you have committed, is great in the eyes of the Lord, in asking for a king for yourselves. Then Samuel called out to the Lord, and the Lord produced rolls of thunder and rain on that day. And all the people feared the Lord and Samuel greatly. And all the people said to Samuel, Pray to the Lord your God on behalf of your servants, that we don't die, for we have added to all our sins a wicked thing in asking for a king for us. And Samuel said to the people, Do not fear. You have all done this wrong, but do not depart from following the Lord, and serve the Lord with all your heart. And you shall not depart, for that would be to follow vain things which will not be of benefit and will not save you, for they are vain things. For the Lord will not abandon his people for the sake of his great name, for the Lord is willing to make you his people. Also, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by stopping praying on your behalf. And I will teach you the right and upright way. But fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart, for see how he has done great things with you. But if you for your part decidedly act wickedly, both you and your king will perish.